Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus organizing in Rasi. Sheyichyu, be learning Shitas HaRambam, Din of Hakavas HaRosh. Rambam Omer, B'mitzvah Mem Gimel, Shul Adagam L'Vufuat, Yochevet Feger Bat Michal Yudit Batia, V'Chanagetel Bat Liza Naomi, Mitzvah Mem Gimel, Omer HaRambam, הזהירנו מהאוויר שיער צהצתאים, והוא אמרו יתעלה לא תקיפו פאת ראשכם. That we are forewarned not to cut off the sides of our head. Well, the sides of your head, if somebody cuts it off, that would be that'd be his end. But the hair on the sides of the head, we call today, and they always have called it the payas, sideburns, so one's not allowed to do that. Says in the Lo Sakifu Pa'as Roishchem, Hasogas Haraivid, the Minyan Amitzis Shalushne Yadach Hazaka. And what the Rambam writes there, that there's a lav not to be makif Pa'as HaRoish, the Raivid is Masig, lav la makif, the lav la nikif. There's a lav for both, the one who does the Hakafa, the rounding, and one who to whom it is done, the nikif. And it's clear what the Raivid means, referring to the Gemara in Makis. Chof omud beis tani tana kamet rev chizda echad a makif echad a nikif loike. They both get malchus. So there's a lav bein the sai for the makif sai for the nikif. The Rambam sasim bekosav rak shel the hakif pas roish. And that's the sug of the Raivit. What are you talking about, Rambam? It's lav the makif for lav the nikif. So why don't you mention two, or maybe you should even have two lavin? The Rambam doesn't say anything about it. He doesn't breathe a word. The Rambam just says, Lo lahakif pas haroish. Not only in his Hakdama, Minyan HaMitzvah Shalifnei Yad HaChazaka, he doesn't mention Nikaf and Makif. But here in the Sefer HaMitzvah, he also doesn't mention Nikaf and Makif. Isur l'nik, Makif, Isur l'nikaf. וסתימס לא של הרמב״ם צורך ביור, ואנחנו נלך בדרכו של מורנו הגוין רבופול הכהן קונסלר שלידה. הרמב״ם בתחילת פרק י' ב' מהלכות עבודה זרה, writes, אין מגלחם פסי הרויש, איך אני מגלח הפרס בובד, ואיך אני מגלח כל הרויש כאחד, לויקה, הויל וגילח הפרס, באמת דבר אמון בי שמגלח, אבל איש המזגלח, אינו לויקה, כן סייה למגלח. So you're not allowed to be Megaleach, your payas, cut off your payas. Both the Megaleach is payas alone, and one who shaves off his whole head gets Malchus, since he was Megaleach the payas. That's only the one who does the shaving. The one who is shaved doesn't get Malchus unless he helps. The Chayvit says, even though he doesn't get Malchus, but since it's done Midaito, he's over on a lav. Because if Mishnah brings the Raivid and thinks sich mit dem Raivid, he argues with the Raivid, and he says, no, there's no lav because he didn't do a maisa. And even if he tells him to do it, tells the guy to shave his sides, ein shliach l'dvar avera. So we see the Kesef Mishnah holds that the whole avera is halav b'mizgalech u'b'misayeya. Otherwise he's not over on a lav, since he didn't do a maisa. And this is very difficult to understand, as we spoke about in other shiurim, because kama lavin yesh lanu she'ein behem maisa mikom makom oivrim belav. Because if Mishnah says, there's no maisa, so there must not be a lav. Yesh harbe mitzvahs she'ein maisa v'yesh lav. The whole word of a lav, of a maisa, is just for malchus. But to have a lav, you can have a lav without a maisa, not by ya. Minchas chinuch in reishin and aleph, he brings Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi. I was already tamer like this on the Kesef Mishnah. But Tzorich Iyun, another he'ora on the Kesef Mishnah, is that we see, mipash des divrei ha-gemore, that it's pashut that there's a lav, no matter what, because the Gemara says that Atana learned in front of Rav Chizda, that both the Makif and the Nikif get Malchus. And Rav Chizda explained, how can this be? There's no Maisa. So he says, this Rabbi Yehuda, the Lav Shem Bar Maisa, loikin alav. Rabbi Ashi says, b'misayeya v'divrei hakol. So the Gemara explains that, Chizda first explains that this is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Lav Shem Bar Maisa, loikin alav, that's why there's Malkus. But the fact that there's an Isser, it's not a Shaila. Because where's the Malkus coming from? Rabbi Ashi says, it's talking about a misayeya, he helps. That's why they both get Malkus. Rabbi Yehuda says you get Malkus even without a Maisa, and that's what this price is following. That's Rav Chizda's explanation. So you see that it's Pashut that there's an Avera no matter what. The only Shaila is, where did the Malkus come from? So Lav Shein Bo Maisa. The answer is Lav Shein Bo Maisa Loikin Olav. That's going according to that opinion. So again, this is not like... this is not like the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah says there's no Maisa, there's no Lav. You see in the Gemara that it's Pashut that there's a Lav. And the Shad is where the Malkus come from. Rashi, Rivander says, Nikaf ma pesha shu loike Lav Shembo Maisa. He explains the Kash of the Gemara. It's a Lav Shembo Maisa. See also in the Ritva over there. So that's a very, very big Shverkeit in the Lechem Mishnah, in the Kesef Mishnah. How does he say that there's no Lav because there's no Maisa, when to the Gemara it's Pashut? You see from the Shakotai of the Gemara that it's Pashut that there's a Lav, and the only Shaila is where the Malkus come from. Now, in the Gemara, the exact Lashon of the Gemara is that Atana learned in front of Chizda, Echad HaMakif Vekad HaNichaf Leike, that the Makif and the Nichaf both get Malkus. And Chizda says, Nanda Ochil Tamrei Ba'arbila Leike, somebody who eats dates from a sieve, he gets Malkus. How can that be? So Tamalachamani, it's Rabbi Hidalav Shem HaMaisa Leike Nalav. So to explain the Kesef Mishnah, maybe he learned it from the Sugya. And not that it says, Echad HaMakif Vekad HaNichaf Leike, and Chizda says, Nanda Ochil Tamrei Ba'arbila Loki. So in Mashmo Saloshin, it would seem the Hedya that his Tamiya is on the Ikir HaIssu. Why? Because he says, Manda Achil, somebody's eating dates from a sieve. What Isser is eating dates from a sieve? So too, from a Kvara. So too, what Isser is there for the Nikif? So in other words, from Pashtus Lashon HaSugya, it would seem that the Tmi of Rav Chizda is that there is no Malkus at all. There's no Lav at all. Not only Malkus, the Shonim there, Rashi the Ritva, learned that he's Tamei on the Malkus. But if they were right, then what does the Gemara say? Lav Shem Bo Maisa and Leiken Halav. What does he give an example of? The Ochil Tamri Barabila, that he's doing nothing, he's just eating some dates from a sieve. So just like eating dates from a sieve is nothing, so too the Nikif. So that's maybe where the Kesef Mishnah learned that without a Maisa there's no Isser at all. However, what about the Teretz of the Gemara? We see from the Teretz of the Gemara the whole Nidon's Legave Malkus. And therefore we say, oh, Lav Shem Bo Maisa. Like in Allah, it's the Fishitas Rabbi Yehuda. So you see that the whole question was like Avi the Malkus, not like the Kesef Mishnah. So it appears as follows. Be'ikir Halav the Nikif, the Rivan brings, they call him Rashi, it's the Rivan, brings two Perushim. The nikafu de ka'avar alav de loisakifu, the shaminin de ka'ahachi, loisakifu loisanichu lahakif, the meiniach lahakif kemakif. That the nikaf is the one over on the lav of loisakifu, because we hear the pasuk like this, loisakifu loisanichu lahakif, the meiniach lahakif kemakif. That this lav of the nikaf is coming from the fact that when the pasuk says, do not round the sides of your head, it's saying that if somebody lets you do one do it, it is like doing it. If one lets somebody be makif, it's like being a makif. Inami, continues the Rivan, medafke beloshin rabim, uchsib lo esakifu mashma de'atreko maser rachman and nikifu makif. The other parish is that loshin rabim sakifu, so it's referring to the nikif and the makif. That's the case of mishav shisaram b'mnire, shetmiya shel Rav Chisda demanda ochel tamri, umishum de Rav Chisda sfir le'arder rapeiro sharishay. So maybe the case of Mishnah is learning Bishit Sarambam. That the Tmiya of Rav Chisda, of Manda Achil Tamri, is because Rav Chisda holds, like the first pairs of Rashi, that the Isser Nikaf is Yisodo Mishum Lois Sanichu Lahakif to Menech Lahakif Kamakif. That the Isser is, don't let somebody do it. If you let somebody do it, it's like being makif. But he doesn't hold like the Rivan, like Rashi, that by sitting there, not doing a mice at all, he's included in the Azharat Lo Sakifu, and he's considered kemakif, just by allowing it to be done to him. So Bishlam, Ayde Maise V'Siyua. So we can say that the Nikif is included in the Keder of the Makif, even though it wasn't Makif Mamish. But without a Maise, it's not considered like a Makif. And that's the Tmei of Rav Chisda, the Dami Laman De'achal Tamri. There's no mice at all to make him like a makif. That's how the Kesef Mishnah is learning. There's no mice at all to make him like a makif. It's nothing. And the Rivan L'Tamei, because he holds the whole Nidun of the Sigas L'Gabi Malkus, but there's an Averis Lav no matter what. So the very fact that he lets the person be makif him is already an Aveira. And the mice is only for the Malkus. So the Gemara answers that Mani Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Hashem Esel Loikin Olav. What does that mean? Shein Isel Nikif, the Isser Nikif is not like Rav Chisda understood because he's like a Makif, but rather there's an Isser Miyuchad LaNikif. It's not kemakif dami, no. There's a special isser on the nikif. And that's like the second perush of Rashi, that the Torah is warning both of them. Nikif kemakif, nikif and makif. That's why it's plural. Vimishum isser bifnei atzma shehusser on nikif shuv lekoshe. And if there's an isser on the nikif, then it's not shver that if what somebody's eating some dates, he's got a problem. Because there's an isser gomer here. Because he's a nikif, and that's the guf avera. Problem is, how's he getting Malkus? Lav Shem Bo Maisa. So that's why it's like Rabbi Huda, Lav Shem Bo Maisa, like an Aleph Bo'ifen. Shalorak nischadish b'gemara u'kimta libet Rabbi Huda. It's not only pshat in the Gemara that we are mamid the Gemara, the Braisa that was quoted according to Rabbi Huda. But rather, the Tautzen is explaining that the Ikar Geder Lav of Nikif is not for Rav Chisda's reason that he thought mitzad that meiniach lahakif kemakif. But rather, there's an isser bifni atzmo of nikif. V'isura vada ika. There's an independent isser on the nikif. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, lav shem bo maisa loikin alav. Hemshech HaSugya, Rova answers, B'makif la'atzmoy b'divrei hakol. He's doing it to himself. He's makif himself. So based on what we explained, it would appear that even Rova holds that the Isser Nikif is an independent Isser, and not because the Nikif is like the makif. And Memela, he holds that if a person's makif himself, he's chayiv shnayim. One, Mishum Isser Makif, and one, Mishum Isser Nikif. And then Ravashi says, no, it's talking about Misayeya. The divrei hakol, so that's not another ukimta to be miyashiv the brayso shenikif loike, but rather he's arguing with the whole ikar geder of nikif, and he doesn't hold like the first tehutzim. Rather, he holds that the lav of the nikif is not mishum iser bifnei atzmo the nikif, but rather nikif is like the makif, like Rav Chisda held in his tamiya. And that's what he's answering, Rashi's answering. Shenachon she'en la'aso ha'nikaf mitzad isa ha'nikaf mitzad atzma mikol makoim. So you're right, we're not going to answer it mitzad atzma, but there's malchus benikaf because he's misayeya. So enachana, without the siyua, it's not an aver at all, like the tumiya of Rav Chisda mandochel tamri. Nevertheless, the nikaf is included in the iser lav of loisakifu. Loisakifu includes not only the makif mamish, but also the nikaf, who's poale pu'ula v'siyua lahakafasa v'gamzeke makif. So he's helping out the makif, that makes him like the makif. The alfina de misaya la makif ke makif. So according to the first two tevutim, it's an independent iser. And now according to Rav Ashi, no. But it's since he's a misayeya, it's a mela, he's like the makif. Ve'alpid v'reinu miyusheves hetev shitas hakesef mishnah. That the kasha of Rav Chisda, the man de'ocho tamri, is explained kipshuto, that without a maisa, there's no place for an iser nikif. Meidach, it doesn't bother us. Rabbi Yehuda gave an answer. What was Rabbi Yehuda's answer? That the Gemara's answer, money Rabbi Yehuda, lav shem ma'isa lekenal, because that goof is there was mischadish in his teretz. And the kasha is no aver at all. And then in the teretz he was saying that there is an iser on the nikif. And then it's pashut that there's an iser even without a ma'isa. But according to Rav Ashi, it's not so, because he holds that the ain lav bifneatz mo the nikif ain lechayvo, they're only going to be mechayvo malta misayeya. So if he doesn't do a ma'isa, no, it's nothing. There's no iser at all. Like in the kasha, there's no iser. In the teretz, there's also no iser if he doesn't do anything to help, according to Rav Ashi. And now we're for answer the kasha the chacham tzvi on the kesef mishnah that there are numerous lavin. But Rav Chisda in his Tumiya and Rav Ashi in his Teretz hold that the whole Iker Makor of the Lav of Nikif is like the first Perish in the Rivan. That Nikif is like Makif. But if he's not doing anything, then he's not like the Makif. So therefore there's no Maisa, it's nothing. Advarim Meirim. Now the Minchas Chinuch is Tamei on the Rambam, who only brings the din of Rav Ashi to be Misayei Aloika Hanikif. But the din of Rova, Makif, La'atzma, Loike, Shnayim, the Rambam doesn't mention. There's no machlokas b'neim. Rav Ashi holds that it's a doichak to be mamid b'makif la'atzma. And therefore he was metarit b'misayeya. That he helped. So why does the Rambam omit the din of Rova? What does the Rambam have against Rova? Has shown. So based on what we explained, the Perush HaChsugi Lefiya Kesef Mishnah Bedas HaRambam, Loi Koshemidi! That there really is a machlokes between Rova and Rav Ashi, and the Rambam holds that the Teretz of Rova is only Shayich if we say there's an Isser B'fnei Atzmo of Nikif. And therefore they're going to be two Isurim. Makif La'atzmo is going to be over, and two Isurim Chalukim, Nikif and Makif. But according to Rav Ashi, who holds the Geder Isser Nikif is because it's included in Makif. So then there's going to be no two sets of Malkus for Makif as Atzma. Because all there is an Isser Makif. And if somebody is Makif himself, so he's over in the Isser of Makif. And Nikif is only Mitzad Makif. So it's not going to be two... not going to be two different Isurim. Now I can understand very well why the Rambam never mentions the Nikaf. Because the Rambam holds there is no Isser of Nikaf. The only Isser is the Isser of Makif. And if the Nikif is a Misayeya, then he's included in the Yisr of the Makif. Like the Perush of the Rivam, that the Nikif is like the Makif, not like the Perush that Rosh Sakif was mashma about, but that the Nikif is like the Makif. The Icarus is in the Makif, and the Nikif is like the Makif. The Ram doesn't have to mention it. Because even when the Nikif does something, he's only being over on the Isser of Makif. Even when he's Misayeya, even when he's Mikaleach Asatzma, it's all out to Makif. So if the Rambam never mentions Nikif, so that would be a Hezbir B'Das Rambam, the Kamuvan. כבר דיברנו על זה בשיעורים הקודמים, ויש עוד הרבה 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 מה לדבר, אז תודה רבה שהקשבתם, ובעזרת השם בלי נדר, אנחנו נמשיך לדון בסוגיה המרתקת הזאת. Thank you so much, שלום שלום, sweetest friends. בלי נדר, we should be זכר to continue.